and Meehan. East Coast
FM. Well, we're delighted to see you. Cathy Kelly. Hiya, Cathy.
Hello, Declan. How are you?
It's been a while.
Well, do you know, it can't have been that long.
Well, it was Dancing with the Stars, I think.
Was that when I was in the last... You have an amazing memory. Yeah. Well, do you know what? It probably was, and that clearly was when I stole this mug. And yes, Annie is actually looking at us.
You got the solicitor's letter then.
Yeah, I did. So yeah. This is a very pretty mug from Avoca, I think, and it's got little buttons on it. And the last time I was here, because I stood in for you all them years ago, I always come in and out the back door, you see, because I abandoned the vehicle and I come in and out the back door. So someone must have rung me and I had made the coffee myself and when I'd done the interview and I left and I'm holding on to the mug and I get into the car and I'm talking to someone and I drink the coffee and obviously I finish the coffee, finish the phone call, drive off and went home and still had your mug. So I have returned it, which I feel is very good. But every day I used to look, I used to go, oh my God, I have to bring that mug back. I'm robbing things.
Well, the door is always open to you, Cathy. There you go.
Thank you.
And it's taken you long enough, you know.
Disgraceful, I know. You can call off the bailiffs now. It's all right. We're sorted.
The big question, of course, is how are you?
I am good. And do you know what? I was talking to your beautiful producer, Katie, out there about, we were talking about cancer and cancer support because the last, oh God, I don't know how many months, it was since July last year I was diagnosed with breast cancer. So yes, I'm familiar with cancer supports. But do you know, I'm a bit shattered because I've been going around talking about my new book, Sisterhood. And I'm still sort of, I've had chemotherapy and I've had surgery. And then I had to have a second little surgery last week. So, I'm a bit tired, to be honest with you. But, you know, I have a good prognosis and that hopefully I'll be going on to radiotherapy afterwards and where I'll be totally lying down in a darkened room. I believe the old radiotherapy, people can ring in and tell us, share their experience. I believe it's it makes you very fatigued. So I'm a bit fatigued at the moment. Yeah. I'm off to buy Baraka. I'm going back to Enniscarry to McGee's and I'll be buying the Baraka Boost because it is brilliant. But I'm good. It's always a shock, though, the old cancer diagnosis.
And we'll come to the book in a second and how the book has appeared in spite of all that and all that. But the first, you know, indication that, you know, there was a change in your health. Well, take us back there.
It was one of those things, and it's why, you know, this would be my new thing. I'd be going around doing sort of charity cancer work. Because obviously keeping an eye on any part of your body is so important with all cancers, as we all know. And I noticed a mass in my breast because, I mean, some women have, let's get technical, what they call dense breasts. And dense breast tissue means it's, you know, you often need an ultrasound instead of a mammogram. A mammogram isn't enough to see into your into the breast tissue. So you wouldn't really find a lump as such. So you just, something feels a bit odd and there's like a sort of a sense of a slight mass. I am, as we speak, I'm patting my breast. I have to stop doing that when I'm talking to people. So,
And were you aware that any change that you were going to go and see about?
Well, that was the only thing. That was the thing. And I thought, you know what? I need to go and get a mammogram. And through jigs and reels, I had gone too early for my mammogram with breast check. Breast check are absolutely amazing. Once you're over 50, every 2 years, you get your breast check. So I had gone too early for my breast check the last time. Long, convoluted story. So I had, because I'd had another little scare. So I ended up ringing them myself and they fitted me in. They're just amazing in breast check. And went, had the mammogram, and then I got the callback letter. And obviously, anyone who's got the callback letter from anything like that, you go, oh, right, okay. And it's very scary waiting. So I went in and I had the mammogram again, and they just really were doing one side. And when they're doing one side, you're thinking, okay, there is a problem. So I pretty much knew that day, I had it, what they call a triple biopsy. I pretty much knew that day that I had cancer. That was the end of July. But you know what? It's weird, Declan. I mean, I'm talking about this all the time and people might think, you know, I'm taking it lightly. I'm not taking it lightly at all. I suppose my way of dealing with things is to be positive and try and be bright. But yeah, it's very scary. I think I'm very lucky in that my children are 20, because I've met a lot of people on this journey, you know, women and men with much smaller children. And I think that's the frightening thing, isn't it? You just worry about the people you might leave behind if it doesn't work out. So I think that was my worry, and about, you know, my partner PJ, who's sitting out there, and he came because obviously he's holding the solicitor's letter, you know, that
we got for the mug, yeah. Okay. You can tear it up, by the way.
Okay, thank you, that's good. But you know, it's the people you love, you're afraid of leaving them, and so that was all going through my mind. That was incredibly, it is a very frightening place to be, you know, but I had got quite a good prognosis, even though it is quite my cancer, yes. is quite an aggressive.
I mean, the word cancer itself is,
oh, for God's sake. Yeah. Do you remember years ago people used to say the C word? No one would even say, you know,
the
cancer.
Big
the big C, that was the it. Sorry. Yeah. C word is a different thing. Sorry. Dragging the conversation down. The big C. So, yeah, it was scary, but I was trying to be positive. I mean, positivity does not, as we both know, cure cancer, but it helps you on the journey, really.
Yeah. So what did you do with yourself?
Oh, gosh. Well, first of all, because I have a thing called HER2 positive, which is a particular cancer where they use immunotherapy drugs. So I was going to have chemo first alongside immunotherapy drugs, and they weren't around 20 years ago. So this would have been a fatal cancer. I mean, you know, the advances are incredible. And it's, you know, like the wonderful, you know, East Coast coffee morning that I was involved in for so many years with wonderful Emma Hannigan, you know, raising funds for cancer awareness and raising funds for cancer charities.
For support and support of the families.
For support to the families, which is massive. But also, I had already, years ago, I'd been involved in raising funds for cancer research, and that's a massive thing, you know. So
that's
research
at DCU, is it? They have a place there.
There's, yeah. I mean, there's amazing work being done. So because of the research, basically, you know, I'm able to have an immunotherapy drug or two immunotherapy drugs, which meant, you know, I'm going to be hopefully okay. So I've had surgery, and now I'm going to be having radiotherapy soon. That's the next bit.
Okay. But you must have been exhausted. And then, I mean, you're a writer, you tell stories, you know, and if you're lying there exhausted.
Oh, I mean, you know. I wasn't telling any stories. I was, you know, it was funny, the first day I went in for chemo, I'm thinking again of beautiful Emma. She used to write when she was having chemo, and I thought, right, I'm going to do that too, because she is my inspiration. So anyway, day three of my first chemotherapy, I was so sick. I was like, maybe I won't write. So I didn't write at all. Or, you know, I was just surviving, basically, during chemo. So I have got back a little bit to writing because, you know, I'm working on my 24th book. But this book, Sisterhood, was written before the cancer. Or,
right,
there would be no book at all because I was lying in the bed.
Was that in this stupid way, maybe reassuring, say, well, at least of a book?
Oh, my God. Do you know what? Because I'm sort of your good girl who was always worried about having her homework done, you know, if I had had a book to finish, I'd have been probably trying to finish it even when I was sick. But, and then I wouldn't have been able to finish it, and then I would have been consumed with guilt. I mean, I think the thing, there are times in your life when you just can't do the job and you have to stop, which is why, you know, cancer supports are so helpful for so many people. Yeah, and you just have to stop because you know that no matter how much you love what you do, you just have to put all your energy into surviving, really. I mean, there were days when if I had a shower, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Having a shower would be a major achievement. Or going downstairs was a major achievement, you know, during some of the chemo. So.
Well, the radiotherapy will be much better than the chemo anyway, so.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I know that there is the tiredness because the regeneration of cells fatigues you, but we're ready for it. The Barocca.
Good,
no, sorry, people think I'm being sponsored by Barocca, but anyway.
Cathy, it's great to see you. It's great to hear all the positive news, and onwards and upwards and to more. But back to the book before
this. Yes.
Sisterhood.
Well, do you know what? Sisterhood, it's funny because I have a character whose best friend died from breast cancer in Sisterhood. No, a different type of cancer, sorry. And she is this, you know, very important person for one of my heroines. So basically, Sisterhood is about boundaries and women and how women are not necessarily that good at boundaries, right? So it's like someone says to you, will you do this for me? And will you do that for me? And you go, yes, yes, of course, no problem. Like, which is basically what I do a lot of the time. I'm used to be. No, I'm getting better. I used to be dreadful with the old boundaries, which is saying, no, I can't do that because I'm, you know, working four jobs and I'm very tired and you know, I have to pick up the children from school. So it's about that sort of thing. So in sisterhood...
Hating to say no or...
Yes. Say, no is a full sentence.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, who knew that? So one of the characters is called Lou and it's coming up to her 50th birthday and she's got a grown-up daughter and a husband who's a complete sweetheart, but... You know, he doesn't sort of mind her that much. You know, he doesn't look after her. And even though it's coming up to her 50th, she knows he hasn't got her a present. And she's worrying because she thinks he might be upset because he hasn't got her a present. You see, God love her.
Oh,
and
my,
she's got, I know, you see.
Yeah. Where did you come up with this?
Women's minds are very convoluted. And then she has this mother who is in her 70s and is a sculptress and who is a total femme fatale and who likes to get stuck into the neat gin, you know, and always has a few fellas around the house and will say, you know, darling Lou, will you clean the house for me and will you do grocery shopping? And there's nothing wrong with the mother. The mother's perfectly able to do all them things herself, but it's just easier to get Lou to do it. So that's Lou. Then she's a sister, Tony, who's younger and is much more together. And she mentors women in business. She's also a broadcaster because that was fun. But she mentors women in business and she is looking at something which is, I guess, a part of Irish society. I mean, how we don't have so many women on boards and how there aren't so many women in managerial positions, you know, if you look at it percentage-wise. So she is always trying to address those odds and she goes on a radio show, actually, and has a run-in with the fella with the big company who's saying, oh, we love women and they're fabulous. And she's saying, but do you have any women executives in your company? And she embarrasses him because he doesn't have any female executives in his company. It's a real boys' club. So she has a bit of a run-in with him and that's going to mess up her career. And something else happens that worries her about her husband. So it's set in Cork. She drives down to Cork to her sister's 50th. And at the 50th, the mother, high, well, not high, but perhaps too happy, possibly, on too much neat gin, gets news that annoys her. And the mother throws a tantrum and lets out a big secret. And suddenly the two sisters have to go on a road trip to find out, to find the person who can tell them the truth behind this family secret. And they get to go all sorts of exciting places, including Bute the Fel Sicily, which is completely...
And did you have to go there for the research?
Well, you see, I went to Sicily a few years ago. I'm a big fan of Nothing Is Ever Wasted. It's the Nora Ephron. Everything is copy. So luckily, I had been to Sicily. So they go to Sicily. And it is, I mean, it's so beautiful and it's warm. And we went to this beautiful place called Ortigia. You see, I can't speak Italian, but I'm pretending I can.
You can,
I was thinking
a good effort,
do the accent, you're there. So so we went to beautiful Ortigia, which is like an island that is attached by a bridge to the rest of Sicily. It's fabulous. And it's near Mount Etna and it's all terribly thrilling and exciting. So the sisters end up going there with another person they pick up along the way and they get to the bottom of their family secrets called sisterhood. And it's number one.
Woohoo! So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Pop the champagne.
I know, we need the pop noise.
And best luck with that. I'm delighted that it's number one and it's sisterhood and it's Cathy Kelly. Are you settling down to writing?
I am. I haven't done a lot the last few weeks. Excuse me. Because I've been sort of, as Bella says, on the road. I've been on the road, you know, doing interviews and things. And you know,
But there's plans.
I'm working on it. And I even had people in the house. In the middle of it all, mice chewed the central heating pipes. You can't make this sort of stuff up. And thank you to beautiful Ciarán. If it wasn't for beautiful Ciarán and beautiful Philip Hannigan, we still wouldn't have heating and we still would have mice running around the house eating the heating pipes. These things are sent to try us, you know, just when you think it can't get any.
That's what you needed. Huh?
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, the ceiling. We'll get around to getting it all painted eventually. But anyway.
So we're settling down.
We're settling down.
Light at the end of
the tunnel. There's light at the end of the tunnel.
Twins are grand.
They are. I know. Yeah. One of them's in London in college. Very hard. They go, Declan, isn't it? But you know, look, I'm full of gratitude because, you know, I've been looked after so beautifully. I'm with Professor John Crown so beautifully by so many amazing doctors and nurses. And they, God love them, they don't get paid enough. There's no paying people for doing that work. There really isn't. So it's all very good, and I'm full of gratitude, and back to work, and yes, okay. Onwards and upwards. And here's the mug, you see? Now, right.
And one last thing. Are you watching Dancing with the Stars then?
Of course I am.
Who's
it's
your favourite?
Fantastic. I have to say, I love Blue Hydrangea, just because I think he's the most... They are the most wonderful person. Absolutely love them. Yeah. And I was sorry to see Eileen get knocked out. Because she's great. You see,
Or Rosanna. But,
yes, I know. And Rosanna, of course, another Wicklow native. Yeah. Oh, my God, she's amazing. Those legs. Yeah. I mean, those
and
legs.
The poise.
She's just amazing. So elegant, yeah. Isn't she?
Katya is great from the telly.
Oh, completely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, there's so many... beautiful people on it. The person I wanted to win the year I was in it was lovely Erica. She was she's amazing. And she went in for the Eurovision thing, but, you know, still stunning, stunning girl.
Listen, great to see you again. Kathy Kelly, heading to full health, number one book, Sisterhood. And it's fantastic to see you. It really is.
Oh, thank you so much.
And
so much,
thank
darling.
You know, primarily for the mug.
It was totally for the mug. You know, you've no idea.
It's returned to its proper place.
And I have got two Rob and Laura mugs. Now, officially, they've been given to me.
Oh, well, have they? You're not sneaking them out.
No, I'm not robbing them. No,
okay,
that's good.
Kathy Kelly, thank you very much.
Thank you.